Hello, and thanks for tuning in for Audio Mo Day Number 7. My name is Ivan Fetch, and I'm Ivan Fetch on Twitter, IvanFetch. Today I'm going to talk about something called the Busy Trap. This comes from an article by Tim Kreider, which is spelled K-R-E-I-D-E-R. If you Google for that name and the word busy, you'll find a New York Times article, and he also discusses the same stuff in an audiobook. Basically, what Tim talks about is that people are often talking about how incredibly busy they are, and really this is a boast disguised as a complaint. When talking about how busy you are, it's often met with responses like, sounds like a good problem to have, or better than the opposite. So this is a pretty good article. I'd recommend checking it out, and I'm going to talk about a few points that have come up for me as a result of reading it. My first point is that people do tend to want their busyness to equal the busyness of others. If there's not as much going on in their environment is essentially smaller, then they tend to change the focus so that their busyness looks the same size, similarly to adjusting a telescope or a pair of binoculars so that the thing on the other end looks just as similarly sized as the other things around it. Examples of this might be children emulating their parents, or maybe somebody who's recently retired and doesn't have as much going on in their life, creating the same level of busyness by having increased focus on watching the news or what that neighbor's doing across the street. The other thought that I had is that often busyness can just be a synonym for, hey, are you happy? Are you on purpose? Are you enjoying yourself? I do think it depends on how the question is posed. If someone asks a loaded inquiry with dripping tone like, hey man, you keeping busy? What have you been doing lately? That certainly is different from something more casual. Lastly, I think it's important not to confuse busyness with other things. Busyness doesn't necessarily mean productive, or that you're efficient, or that you're valuable, or earning a wage. Similarly, I remember having conversations with folks working in a startup environment who used to talk about how crazy disorganized and what a frenetic pace everybody worked at. But it was because we're a startup. It's because we're innovating. I never really agreed with that sentiment. While I think it can be true that sometimes a startup is trying to meet tight deadlines or they're working understaffed, it's not a given that being in that kind of environment means that you're super disorganized and nothing ever gets done. Once I started thinking about this, I made some adjustments in how I think about and discuss this kind of stuff with others. Initially, I would answer, how are you doing? Are you busy? With, I am busy. Good, but busy. This was my attempt to direct things a little bit more towards a positive spin. Then I moved on from saying anything about busy and instead talked about what's actually going on in my life, how I feel productive, or what I'm working on, turning it a little bit from a cliche into an actual conversation. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy the article and the thoughts, and maybe this gets you thinking about some similar things in your own life. Thanks again.